14 minutes past 8. Is there indeed a dating crisis? Joined in studio by Lisa Gordon-Kowalski, who is the admin of the largest Facebook singles page. That's Joburg Jewish Singles. Matthew, what did we come up with earlier? That was that whole Joburg thing? Maybe we should talk to Lisa about that, because I think she's quite good at this.
The Joburg Eurovision. Eurovision.
Yes, okay, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Yeah, she's looking very, very perplexed. And she is joined in studio as well by Selwyn Jankelovic. So, guys, good morning.
Hi.
And welcome to Chai FM, to the Morning Mayhem. Is there really a dating crisis?
There's definitely a dating crisis.
Define it. What does that mean?
Well, if I can just say one thing, I started this 7 weeks ago, and I've got almost 400 members on this group, and it's for 35 plus. So what about all the people under 35? Okay,
wow.
How many of them are there out there? And obviously it's not like everybody joins the group. So what about all the people who haven't joined?
Absolutely.
Because they don't want to be labeled.
Shy, or they don't
want
to be seen to be
absolutely.
Concerned
How
about
How do people
that?
Meet people in Joburg nowadays? Where?
Right.
And that's the reason I started.
So is the crisis one about not being able to facilitate the meeting of couples, or is there a problem that goes a little bit deeper to that than that? In other words, with the individuals, and of course we're not labeling everybody problematic, and I would never do that. But I mean, not without getting into a lot of trouble, so maybe I would do that actually. But the reality is that where does the crisis start, I guess, maybe is the question.
I think both the points you brought up are the problem.
Right.
They don't know where to meet. And like you said, the second thing you said is that people almost need, well, not all, but some need to almost be helped along or taught how to be dateable.
Yeah, because it's so interesting. You know, I've been married 27 years, so I've got absolutely zero knowledge about what this crisis is or isn't. But I do know that on the odd occasion where I've seen somebody or I've met somebody and I've met somebody else, I think, wow, these two could really hit it off. And before they even agree to meet, they have Googled each other, they've Facebooked, they've checked, they've gone through details, and they've decided, she's decided, well, his hair is a bit balding, and that because she's this, she doesn't. I found it absolutely infuriating, and I've never done it again. because I think to myself, what is wrong? So go out for a cup of coffee. You know what? Are you that busy? Are any of us that busy that we can't take a chance, go out and meet somebody, and maybe it'll work out. Maybe the guy's a creep. Maybe she's a creep. I don't know. But are people so burnt that they can't, that they've got to go through these levels of the research before they'll even agree to go out with somebody for a cup of coffee?
It's not only that. People forget that first impressions do count. We had an event recently where a lady came, to the event. She came in an old tracksuit. Her hair was up. In a pony, but messy. She had no makeup. She had made absolutely no effort with herself.
Right, so
what? Did she expect any men to look at her, talk to her? You have to make an effort.
It's interesting. I just read Aziz Ansari's book, and I don't know if you've read it, on modern dating. He's a comedian. He lives in America. He was actually just involved in one of the controversies, but there really was nothing that this guy did particularly wrong. But he writes this whole book on dating in the age of Tinder. And he speaks about the fact that years ago, before all of this technology, a guy who's a very mediocre guy, not very, very impressive on a lot of different levels, if he was ever spoken, if somebody would speak to him at a bar, a woman who's, I suppose at that time, a little bit above who he normally would date, he would be flattered. But today he's sitting with hundreds of women on Tinder, and he's swiping left and he's swiping right. And why is he doing that? Because she supports a different sports team to him. And he says, how do you bring that together? It used to be that people used to meet people on the same block or in the same village or in the same town, and parents would introduce them to that friend and that friend. And today the world is such a big place that, and technology, as much as it's made available, has actually distanced ourselves from people. It's actually just turned people into these electronic images.
Also, you're being judged on what you look like.
More so than
not
anything.
Who, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes one can fall in love with someone's personality.
Right.
You really
right.
can.
Right. So, Selwyn Jankelowitz, you're in studio. Yes. Tell me your thoughts on all of this.
Okay. I'm listening to you and I'm smiling and I'm having a good laugh here because what you're saying is so true. Now, I've been around. Mm-hmm. So I've been around sounds very bad. I've been divorced 11 years right. after 31 years of marriage.
Wow.
But
wow.
I had to get married. I was 21 when I got married. Right. So I had to. I was on the shelf.
Right, exactly. You're old.
And I've been through... Now, that wasn't nice. My date last night said I was so young.
Sorry.
And she was 20 years younger than me. And I'm listening to Lisa and to yourself, and I'll put my little words through. Social media today has killed dating. All right, and I have an experience where there were three friends of mine who have daughters. They were all that stage, around the 30s, sitting at home. And I have a guy at Shul who's a nice, clean guy. When I say clean, he doesn't drug, drink, etc., etc. He's very quiet, introverted. And I thought, you know what? Go for coffee, as you said. Coffee can lead to. See, I don't start with coffee. I start with a meal because
right.
I'm a mensch. You see that
right.
I have to start
old fashioned.
You know, that's what I have more money. You see,
right. okay.
But it is a problem today. Where does one meet? It doesn't matter if you're 20 or 40 or 80 or whatever it may be. My experience, sure, I've been on some of the dating sites. What do I think of them? I think that was a studio, so I can't say very much. I don't believe in them because I think a lot of people go in for the wrong reasons. They don't follow up. They put their wrong photographs from their bat mitzvah. And as you say, you meet this person and say, wow, is that the same person that I saw on the dating site? A lot of them won't give phone numbers, which I understand, and I understand from the woman's perspective as well. It's a dangerous world out there.
I was going to say, it must be quite difficult for a woman to put herself out there in terms
of
vulnerability.
I've been locked in a woman's house, so it's, you know, it's for us also stuff.
Now, there's a story I want to hear. But,
but I'll tell you that
it's
after.
Family radio.
We'll chat later.
Zanati, you nodding. You know, what's your experience with this?
No, I completely agree. I mean, just putting yourself out there. And the thing is, especially social media, there's so much lies and just the fakeness. You know, people don't look like what they look like on social media. So it's like, what do you believe?
Scams.
Like, what are you supposed to believe exactly?
So how do you get through all of that? I guess the way to do it is actually not through social media. It's although you using with your Facebook page, you're using that as a way just to gather people together. The reality is, unless you transition from off a Facebook page into an environment where people could actually meet each other. Because the truth is that person walking in with a tracksuit who hasn't made any effort, that actually might be relevant to somebody. It might be relevant that, you know, her Facebook photo might be magnificent because it was from a family function. But in fact, he doesn't want to go out with somebody who isn't worried about her appearance every single day. That just might be his requirement.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's very important to get those people together.
Yes. And I did mention it last week, but I'd like to mention again. That's why we have dinners where a member becomes a host of the dinner, and it's limited to about 12 to 14 people.
Brilliant.
And the host member chooses a restaurant.
Yes.
And that way you get people together who are similar
groups.
Age in smaller groups so that they can meet and be themselves, because let's be honest, a blind date, you're never yourself. But if you're in a group, you feel more comfortable, and you can be yourself.
That's actually a great idea. Are you having started? I mean, I know it's new, but
yes.
Are you starting to see whether it's relationships that become romantic or even friendships forming? Are you starting to see that?
You know what? It's difficult for me to answer that because obviously.
It's new.
It's new. And I don't
and
know what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, there is a bit of flirting and connecting, but I don't know personally who's going out with who. I don't get involved to that degree. Yes. So
I think you've got to give a bit of time. I've just been involved the last 2 weeks.
Right.
And then Lisa she persuaded me to come here this morning.
Right.
I had either stock take or to be here.
Right. Okay.
And I mean, can you say no to Lisa?
No.
So I'm here.
Can you say no
so
to
I'm
stock
here.
Take?
I'm
yeah.
Let my staff do that.
Right.
I'll check later. So I've done a bit of dating. It's not easy.
Mm.
It depends on you as a person. And I think most men are very introverted and don't like to talk and can't talk. Women will do the talking, whether you go to the hairdresser, whether you go to the shops, they'll talk to anyone.
Right.
I'm, thank God, blessed I can talk to most people. I'm a sharp person, believe it or not. People think I'm actually talking nonsense. But you've got to make the effort. You can't expect to go to a function and expect people to put out the red carpet for you. You've got to make that effort. And I think people have preconceived ideas about the opposite sex from the man's point of view and the woman's. Age is a big thing, all right? People won't go out with people that are of a certain age or older. I say, as you said earlier on, you made a very common thing. Go out, have a cup of coffee. Costs you nothing. See how it goes. Maybe you hit it off that the coffee will maybe a dinner date next time. Right. You're not looking straight away to jump into relationships. I think on a group like this, and I've been involved in many, many different organizations, there are many lonely people out there. You've got to understand this.
And men, I think being single must be very lonely.
It can be very lonely.
And a lot of people
can't handle their own company.
Right.
I'm blessed I can. I love company. I love people.
Right.
But not toxic people. My ex-wife couldn't handle being on her own.
Right.
She's remarried. I'm single and happy.
Right. It's interesting that.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, that is an issue as well, because people almost need to be very comfortable with themselves before you enter into a relationship with somebody else. Because the reality is that as much as other people make us happy, we actually have to be responsible for our own happiness, and we have to be responsible for who we are before we allow somebody else to fix us and to save us. And I think that I don't think it matters what age it is. I think that's a general problem with relationships, is that if people go into relationships trying to mend, trying to have the other party, or handing the other party the responsibility of fixing something or addressing something or filling a hole that can't be filled, that's very dangerous.
It's almost like, you must make me happy.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, how do you get to know that a person is actually themselves, they're comfortable with themselves?
You got to go out, you got to spend time, and you find common grounds.
Yeah.
So I say to you, right, we're out and we're having coffee, we're having a supper, whatever it is, and I say, what are your passions? I love the Kruger Pop. I'll also love the Kruger Pop. And then you look to go, maybe she won't come with you, but maybe you'll go with two couples where it's easier for her.
Yes.
What else? I enjoy temp and bowling. No, it's too much for me. So you've got to find common grounds that you interest.
Yeah.
All right? We all come from different backgrounds and different levels of age groups and lots like that. And people make it harder for themselves.
Yes.
Because I think they're expecting too much. And they get hurt. And I was out with some girlfriends the other night.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday night, there normally is movies, supper at 6 o'clock, the Bobbers Club. And I sat there and I listened to these three other women there who were with my friend. And the one is so bitter and hurt. She must have had a bad experience in her life. Now she's labeled, and that's why I'm coming back to what I want to say. You don't label people. You're an individual, I'm an individual, you're an individual. And you don't know until you've made that effort to go out with that person. Sometimes it's going to click like that. Other times it's not going to work like that.
So isn't it therefore just about going out, being social, and maybe not over-focusing on the fact that you're there to meet a significant other, but rather just other people?
Initially.
Well, that's why I love these small dinners, because they're just about friendship. They're not,
and so they should be, because then that can evolve into something if it's meant to evolve into something. Just SMS, hi Howard, Lisa and Selwyn, I've been on the group for a couple of weeks. Well done to Lisa. It seems that we have lost the plot by too much effort and psychoanalyzing each other, which is and is seen on the site doing surveys about so many issues. I believe it takes about 5 seconds when meeting somebody to know if you'd like to start with a cup of coffee. After 30 minutes, you will know if you'd like to carry on that friendship, which may then become a relationship. I think Anthony makes a very, very good point. And Sian saying, I've just tuned in. What is the Facebook page that we are talking about?
Okay, so it's Joburg Jewish Singles 35 Plus. It is only open to Jewish singles 35 and over.
What's also interesting to me is obviously this is a Jewish singles environment. Are you seeing on Facebook other environments, Christians, Muslims, singles of Soweto? I don't know. Do we see that?
I'm not looking at that.
Right,
to be
you
honest.
Don't know.
I can't.
Because it'll be very interesting
that
because that, the reality is that we almost need a way of grouping people together because people with similar backgrounds are more likely to.
Well, you know
to,
what? I think I'm
connect.
Wrong to say I can't actually answer that because, to be honest, I have declined since the group has started mm-hmm. almost 300 people because they didn't fit into Jewish.
Right, right. So what would be interesting to know is if those
yes.
people manage to find another
yes.
home that is more appropriate for them. You know,
yes.
it's quite an interesting, because again, going back to the Aziz Ansari book, that's what he says is you need to find a way because right now it's a free-for-all.
Right.
It's an absolute free-for-all. In fact, he makes a comment, which I thought was so poignant, that he was getting very miserable about just not meeting the right person. And he was speaking to a friend of his who was married, and the friend said to him, but where are you going to meet these people? And he said, no, he's in the bars in Manhattan. And his friend said, well, what kind of person are you looking to
yes.
meet at 3 a.m. in a bar in Manhattan?
Absolutely.
Well, is it any wonder that you're not? And he was kind of saying it as a joke, but it was quite poignant.
But also, I think the place where you meet isn't necessarily the problem because, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm a decent person and I go to bars
yes,
sometimes. And a person can meet me. I think it's what happens after that that is now what's significant because now you can't be going to the bar every single weekend. You can't be meeting at the bar every single weekend. So I think it's what mm-hmm. happens after mm-hmm. that initial
yes,
meeting.
Yes, of course.
I
mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with meeting somebody anywhere, provided, you know, the people that can get it, you know, get together. So the types of functions that you're having these dinners?
Yes, they for obviously a limited amount of people, mm-hmm. but then we also have had two events already that were open to everybody. Even next week on Wednesday night, we're having everyone can meet at Catsy's.
Right.
So we try
lovely,
have
lovely.
Things where people can just go and meet up.
And just try and be relaxed about
yes.
it. Not take it too seriously.
I think on that, when you look at it, I say, I don't have a problem. I can talk.
Mm.
But the next person next to me may be very introverted and shy. So if you had a small group, and I would be one who would actually bring you into the conversation.
Mm,
so
mm.
if I see you sitting by yourself lonely there, that's part of my
it's
nature.
Very nice. Mm.
I've
really
always been that kind of person. If I see an individual person, whether it's at a Friday night supper and you've got a young girl that's 14 and sitting with all those old toppies, you know, I'm the in-between now.
Right.
I will bring you into the conversation, and it's a friend of mine's daughter.
Right.
It's a wonderful attribute, I have to tell you.
Because a lot of people, and I'm sure we've all been to it, you walk into a house and the groups, and I'm sure in some of these functions, which I haven't been to yet, you'll get your click, click, click,
yes.
and then this person comes in and says, nobody's like welcoming to their group, I'm going home.
Amazing.
So you've got to look at that. That's why I think the smaller functions
work better
initially,
for some people.
And mm-hmm. then you'll see from there. If you
right, and a lot of people, I would imagine, don't want to, wouldn't feel comfortable just walking by themselves into a Catsy's. Another unsigned saying, in today's age with technology we have available, it's surprising that we even have a dating problem. Let me suggest that the problem is all about the two Fs, financial and features, and not about quality human beings.
Disagree. Mm. I've done that, and I think I disagree with it. I think
I'm not even sure what
Howard,
that means.
I also, I'm confused.
I spoke to Lisa the other day on the phone because I'd want to admire her, what she's done, her and Alfie, and I just wanted to compliment, and that's how I ended up being here. And we chatted on the phone. We never met, and we chatted 3/4 an hour, maybe more, to an hour, and without even looking at each other. But we just picked up a common ground.
Right.
All right. I met somebody last night for the first time. We sat and we had supper and we chatted for probably 3 hours.
Wow.
So I think the point is, though, that to use the Facebook group only or technology as a launch pad to get into the real world.
But the face-to-face?
The face-to-face is absolutely...
If I'm looking at you, you can be honest.
Absolutely. And you'll pick up if I'm not.
Yeah.
And most people will pick up if I'm
not.
Let's take a break. It's 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. This is The Morning Mayhem. I'm standing in for Kathy Kaler. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's how you get hold of me. That's how you get involved in the conversation. We are talking about dating. And we're talking about dating 35 plus. There's a new Facebook group formed, and it's got 700 members. What did you say? Sorry.
Nearly 400.
400 members, I'm sorry. It was 400 members in 7 weeks.
Yes.
I knew there was a 7 in there somewhere. 400 members, which obviously shows the need in Johannesburg for this type of thing. Lisa, one of the questions I was asking you during the song is, do you think that it is, you know, there's everyone always says, you know, the older you get, the more difficult it is to date. We set in our ways. Do you think that's true?
Definitely. Absolutely. Yes. I mean, people who've been alone for too long get very set in their ways and get very selfish.
Right. I suppose there is that, because your time is your own. You do what you want. You're leaving something, that cup, where you want to leave that cup. And any interference with that, I guess, is an invasion of some sort.
Absolutely. And also, I think when you're in your 20s, you've got more opportunity to meet people.
Yes, you've got varsity, you've got younger, you've got a lot more ways to
do so. You also supposedly don't have kids to worry about.
Right.
You
that
can go
true.
Out whenever
it's
you
true.
Want.
It's true. Do a large amount of your Facebook members, do they have children? The large amount, the large majority?
Definitely.
The woman, yes. That's what I sound like, yeah.
Right.
What I've heard now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of children.
Right.
Yeah. Four kids, a lot.
Right. So that's
kids.
A very, very significant aspect of dating in 35 plus, because, you know, you're getting involved not just with somebody, but with their family, their children, maybe an ex-partner who's still involved in their lives to some extent because of the children. It's not uncomplicated.
Yes. And, I mean, I even know of a male member who has a kid, and his relationships have all failed because the kid comes first, which is obviously good, but to an extent that the relationships then are really, the woman in his life really come second.
Right, which is a problem.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I hear it, I do hear it, but ultimately you need space, you need to allow the space for a relationship to develop.
Yes.
It can't only
and
be about your children.
And include that person in the
Absolutely.
Relationship with your child.
Well, that's, I guess, my question is, are you giving, or, I mean, I know it's new, but do you foresee yourself giving support in other ways? I mean, just to use a very shallow example, the woman who didn't wear makeup, didn't put on anything decent. You know, can you run, you know, talks on that type of thing? Making yourself presentable, number one. Number two, how do you manage a new relationship with children in the equation? These types of things.
We'd like to. We plan to do that. We also try post articles, interesting articles with advice. That, you know, subtly, obviously, hopefully teach members these things.
You showed me something one of your members posted on the group, which I thought was incredible. Do you mind reading that to
us? Sure, I'll read it to you. So it's called Dating in 2018. Let's be friends, just friends. I'm not ready for a relationship, but I expect you to do things with me considered inappropriate in terms of a friendship. Hmm. We're not together. You can't claim me. You can't be with anyone but me. I need you to be loyal, but I'll do what I want. And when you get mad, I'll tell you we're not together. If you catch feelings, I'll become distant. You knew what this was. I told you, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Doesn't that summarize some of the issues that people are facing?
Absolutely.
Wow. Incredible.
Howard, you know, apropos of that as well, just following on, I think a lot of people actually don't know what they really want. And I can talk from, I've had it. I mean, I dated a very lovely lady I met on one of the dating sites, a Jewish lady, because I've been through the United Nations also sometimes, because you get tired of our Jewish sport little cuckles. Just go watch a cricket game with Ken David and you understand what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay.
With all due respect, yeah. And I went out to this lady, and very nice, a little bit younger than me, and we got on well, and we went out 3-4 times, and she turned around, and she was leaving me, and then next thing it became, you know, I think we should be very good friends. I said, oh.
Right.
She hadn't even
friend zone. Right.
She hadn't even, with no benefits as well. I thought, no, well, you haven't even digested your food yet. I haven't taken you home yet, and you're really telling me now, hang on. Now, you know what? I have enough friends.
I get that, but don't you think it's better that she is forthright and says to you, listen, I really do like you, but I don't want a romantic relationship.
The previous date was, she was holding on to me, and she wasn't drunk.
Right.
So she was holding on for support, or I don't know what else she was looking for.
Well, I guess, you know, it's almost to some extent that just listening to someone speak, from an And I don't mean it in a negative way at all, but it's just a real way. It's actually an emotional roller coaster because you build something up, you go on a date and it's exciting and it's positive, and then the next day, boom, you're relegated to the friend zone, which effectively is a rejection one way or another. Yeah. That's very hard.
You don't want to feel rejected by not the male or the female.
100%.
There's nothing worse.
So the thing is, also, you mustn't take it personally. It's not about you. The thing is, because I can relate to this, you know, you're like a guy, but then at the same time you retreat and you actually have some introspection and you realize actually you're not really ready for a relationship. You really like the guy, but then you're like, actually, you know what, I don't want to hurt this guy and I don't want to hurt myself in the process as well, so you know what, let me just step back and just, you know, leave him be.
And also, without being funny, women and men are very different. Women can be much more complicated, much more, and I actually mean that in a positive, much more introspective, whereas guys are pretty
closed books.
Yeah.
Men don't talk.
Yeah, so
it's,
I think...
It's a known fact, and you know, it's sad. Look, I've done probably the similar thing. You go out on a date, and she's not for you. And she's so shy, and she's so introverted, and she's so lonely.
And you don't want to hurt somebody.
And she says, you will phone me. And after the 10th time, I said, you know, what was this? I said, of course I will. And you know you're not going to do it, and I don't want to do it. Because you're hurting somebody.
Very interesting indeed. Guys, thank you. This is unfortunately where we leave it. So just give us those details again if somebody wants to join the Facebook page.
Joburg Jewish Singles 35 plus.
You need to be Joburg, you need to be Jewish, and you need to be single, and you need to be plus 35. Simple as that. I've tried to get on Joburg Jewish Mommies for years. They would not allow me on. So really, it's you know, they do, and obviously respect that, because it's a site that is being formed to really try and deal with an issue and do as much good as is possible. Thank you guys
Thank
for
you.
Taking the time to come in to the studio.